Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, you know, it's been storms all week.
Oh.
You know, it's been storms. We've had tornadoes close. You know, it's been kind of a scary week.
I don't understand. I mean, the storms that you've been getting are—it seems like they're just going on and on and on. And it's not just one or two; it's a lot of them, and it's all the time. I don't remember we're almost into summer. I don't remember a spring like this in past years.
I don't remember in years and years where there's just tornado and tornadoes and violent winds. Everybody's lost all these trees. You know, there's a lot of damage. And, of course, you know, Valley View and Salina and Pilot Point on last Saturday night, you know, they were almost blown away. Garland had damage. And then the trees during the week.
Jeez.
You know, it almost blew the trees out of the county. A lot of trees are down. A lot of buildings are damaged.
Wow.
So it's been a strange week. I just don't remember the weather being this violent.
I don't either.
In years and years.
And those trees that are uprooted, those have probably, I would assume, are some of those old trees that have been there for a while, not like twig.
Yeah, no, these weren't little trees. These were all great big trees that have been there a long time.
Wow. That is so scary. I mean, it's kind of...
And then we had flooding on top of that.
Oh.
You know, and I kept telling you that arc was going to come in handy.
Yeah. You did. Wow.
Oh, my God.
At least you didn't have any hail, though. That's good.
That's right. A lot of people got a lot of hail, but we were lucky we didn't get any hail. And I didn't get any reports of that rooster being lost again. So I figured that's a good thing.
Wow.
But, you know, I did see this on Nextdoor. This lady saw these guineas. She thought they were birds and wanted to know what kind of birds they were. I'm going, man, these people got to be from out of state. They've got to be from somewhere that they've been sheltered too long.
Probably from New York City.
Oh, or New Jersey.
I don't know. That's true.
But, you know, they say 500,000 people from California have moved to Texas. We're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, boy. The crazy people are going to invade us.
Yeah, the crazies are coming, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Wow.
And we try to explain to them, you know, the proper way to do things. I mean, it's going to be a battle.
Yeah.
How do you teach them?
Yeah, and good luck. We're never going to teach them manners, that's for sure.
That's right, because you can tell on the freeways, on the streets, they're inconsiderate. They have no manners about driving. Mm-mm. So they don't know Texas-style driving, I can tell you.
No, they sure don't. It's going to be a culture shock, I would imagine.
I think so, because, you know, they're used to just honking their way and telling everybody to get out of their way. We don't do that here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're polite. We wait our turn.
Mm. Yeah, there's going to be an increase in horn honking for sure. They are not a kind people. No way.
They're not kind, let me tell you.
I mean, I can't blame them for, you know, wanting to get out and move here. I mean, you really can't blame them, but boy, that's a lot of people, and that's going to have an effect.
It
I'm
is
sure.
It's absorbed into our way of life.
Yeah. Good luck with that. So,
and I read the funniest article this week.
Really,
this guy said that his daughter's car was stolen, so he goes down to the registration place. You know, you've got to report it. You've got to do all this, and so he goes down. There's a long line. So he was very patient. He waited in line. He got up there, and they said, oh, you don't have the correct form. He said, but y'all gave it to me. Well, you just have to go back and get it. He said, do I have to go back to the back of the line? Oh, no, you just bring it right to us. So he came back with the right form, and, of course, the government office. And it gets up at the front, and they said, go back to the back of the line. And all the people in line were laughing. They said every time they'd gotten up there, They'd tell him they didn't have the right form. And he said, how do you ever report a car stolen and do all the paperwork? They keep sending you back. And the people were laughing. And they said they'd been there for 2 days.
Oh, my word.
And every time they get almost the front, something would go wrong. And then if they got the front, they'd say, oh, no, that's not the right papers.
Oh, wow. So it's just an endless cycle.
Yeah, when you deal with a government office, you cannot get anything done. I mean, yeah.
When you phrase it like that.
They never would give them the right papers. Then they get to the front. Oh, no, you know, you got to go back.
Yeah.
And then they'd yell at them after they told them to come to the front of the line and say, you can't cut in line. You get to the back of the line.
Oh, my word.
He said it just wasn't hardly worth it, you know, after all that government regulation.
Maybe that's their point, so that everybody will
so.
Go away.
They want everybody to just go away. Don't worry about your car. Don't worry about reporting it and filling out papers. They don't want your papers. And so they're going to give you the wrong ones, hoping you'll go home and stay there.
Well,
I tell you, it'd be a bad deal.
It seems like it's working.
It must be, because I think a lot of people just gave up and went home.
Yeah.
They got a headache and they just went home.
Oh, wow.
You know, the governments sometimes are not for the people. They couldn't be, possibly.
You think?
I felt sorry for the guy. I go, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and everybody was laughing, but it's not funny when it happens to you.
I know, but they were laughing because they'd already experienced this. They'd already been given the wrong forms 2 or 3 times.
Wow.
And they'd almost got there every time. And then, you know, they'd send them to the back of the line. And he said, now I know why people just give up.
Yeah.
They just, they don't want to go through this.
No. And then you sit there for 2 days and you still don't. If you go to 37
you still don't
forms.
Have anything. You're not any closer than you started.
No. Oh, wow. How many forms could there possibly be anyway?
I don't know, but he said they'd say, oh, well, this isn't the right one. You've got to go get it. And you just come on to the front of the line.
Oh, geez.
And then they yelled at him unmercifully. Get to the back of the line.
Oh.
And the people in line were laughing. Because they'd already gone through all this.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I can't imagine. I mean, you have your car stolen. How many forms could there be? There's like one form, I would think. I don't understand.
Well, apparently it was 2 or 3, and they'd keep giving them the wrong form. And so this line was just going on and on forever.
Oh, wow. Talk
can
about
you imagine?
I couldn't. And you, anytime
of course,
you...
it wasn't in Texas either.
Oh, of course
it wasn't
not.
In Texas. No.
No.
It would... just shows you how good we've got it here.
Yeah.
How much easier. But, you know, anymore to register your cars and do all this, you do it online.
Yeah.
You never go and meet these people face-to-face, and you're better off.
Yeah. If you can avoid it, absolutely. Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they don't want you to come in.
No.
They want you to do everything online and leave them alone.
Yeah. It's... It seems to be the pattern for, like, as long as I've been going to government offices. It's like, don't come in here.
Yeah. Well, I learned that several years ago, that I went in person. They said, oh, no, you need to go online and do that. And I never walked back in another office.
Oh, really?
I realized what they were talking about. They just want you to go get on your computer, do this, and leave them alone.
Yeah. Well, if you can find a situation like that and you're on the other end, you get paid to sit around and do nothing, I can't blame them for trying.
Well, they're trying,
it's
all right.
Terrible for customer
service.
They're
going to get it down to where they will never see a human being.
Exactly. And
yeah,
for some
they
people, they love
to
it.
Look at us or talk to us. You know, they don't want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, they just want to
load computers, and that's the way it is.
They go to work and be left alone.
That's right.
Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. By the way, it's a new website, so they need to check it out.
Yes, it's completely different than what it was before. We've given it a complete overhaul.
It needed an overhaul. It was old, and it's a new brand now.
Yeah.
Looks a lot better, more efficient.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you like it. It's been a pleasure to, and I'm sure we're not done. We'll probably add some more stuff to it, and you know,
right.
Expand it.
I'm sure we'll find something else that I need on.
Yeah, we have all the shows archived too. That's good. So
yes, it is. People can go back if they miss one and listen to it.
Yeah,
a lot of nice people sent in some references.
Yeah,
that was nice.
That was really great. And you know, that's a big deal. You know, getting references like that, it's a big deal. And it's one of those simple things that people think, oh, you know, sure, I'll say, you know, something nice, or I'll just tell about my experience, or you know, something like that. It's pretty short and simple, but you know, when you get something like that, it's kind of a big deal. It says a lot, because you know, it's like if you recommend something to friends or family, it's you would never recommend something terrible to a friend or a family member. You just wouldn't. And so, you know, based on people's experiences, when somebody says something like that, it really does. It says a lot. So, you know, people have had great experiences. They've had great profits. As a result, they're in great position, like for retirement or, you know, whatever. And so it goes a long way. And so I'm glad that people were nice enough to do that. That's very cool.
And a lot of people said, well, I don't want to look funny, or, you know, they'd never given one. And I said, well, just, you know, say whatever you want to say. And I said, we will never use your name. It'll just be an initial. Nobody will ever figure out who that is.
Yeah.
And then I forgot that a lot of our people are related to everybody.
That's true.
Yeah, one family member sent in. And then I remembered that her brother's with us, an aunt's with us. I thought about that. I said, oh, my gosh, I'd forgot about that family. You know, the whole family's with us.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just like what will happen is, you know, one person will start doing life settlements or, you know, whatever the case is. And then, you know, they start doing well and they start talking to somebody else. It's, oh, I want to try that. And then they'll do well and then they'll be talking to somebody. It's, oh, hey, I want to try that. And so, you know, it's like when people see the results that they get and they're happy enough to tell people about it, it's helpful to those other people as well, you know, so.
Yeah. So we appreciate that. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
And we appreciate the nice new website. And I think people are going to like it. It's easy to navigate.
Yeah. Yeah. We try to make it organizationally. how do I say? Easy to find stuff.
That's right. And it was an old, old website. I mean, do you realize how many years we'd had that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There were lots of things that were in place when it was originally built that are have changed over the years. And so,
that's right.
Yeah.
And we had never even thought about changing. That's what's so bad. I mean, you know, you just forget about it. You don't know that it needs to be a little update, make it look a little nicer.
Yeah. And didn't we start talking about it like on the show one day? We were saying something and I...
That's exactly what happened. We were talking about it and I said, you know, maybe this thing needs a little update. And you and I started talking about it.
Yeah. I think it was one day
and
live on the air.
Then getting me off my duff to do it took a little longer than that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's a process. So we got there and it looks good on phones too, which is another big thing. So people can look on their phone without pinching and zooming. Which is convenient. So good. I'm glad it's going well. I think you know, the response that you've had from people has been pretty good so far. So nice. Always any chance to make an improvement is always a good thing. So, and that's what you do.
That's right. We should improve at all times. You know, if you stay the way you are, you're going to get in a rut. And then you're not progressing. You've got to progress in this life.
Yes.
You can't just stand still.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You've gone through that with a lot of the systems that even you on a daily basis have in place. You know, LEs, you know, scientists, you know, teams of people, you know, looking at policies. And so the more, I guess, as data and technology advances, it's important to keep up with it. Otherwise, you're just kind of like stuck in the 70s someplace. So
that's right. And of course, we've been going back, you know, looking at policies from 17, 18, 90, going backwards and coming forward and saying, okay, what kind of cancers did all these people have? We're trying to get all that in our system where we'll know exactly how many of each thing has come due, because we know what policies we like to buy. We know the ones that we prefer because they do come in sooner. We're looking at one right now that's 8 months.
Ooh.
And I said, I can't even believe they want to sell it because it's so short.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never know if they'll go ahead or if they'll back out at the last minute when it's that short. You know, we've had some that on 12 months they've backed out. Do you realize this last year we went back and did a search? We had 5 policies that rescinded during the year.
Really?
Had 5 different people that didn't go ahead and sell their policy.
After saying that they would.
Yeah. After, you know, agreeing to it, we're under contract, we're closing, we're putting the money up, and they change their mind.
Is that common? Do people do that? I mean, I know 5 in a year. I don't know how to.
Usually a couple of times a year, no more than that. That's it was higher this year. Of people that changed their mind. I think one, he got the news he didn't even have that long to live.
Hmm.
You know, that it was, you know, going to be very short. So he just changed his mind.
And
I think the others thought they were going to get a lot more money. I don't know.
And there is I don't know if it's called a grace period, but there is that time frame, 15, 30 days where they can
yes.
do that?
Most states it's 15 days they can rescind. A few states have 30 days that they can. And remember, the other thing is, and we've had this happen, we've had somebody die right away. And if they die within a certain length of time, I think it's within 30 days or 60, you have to give it to the family.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
wow.
We have to take our money back.
Mm. I know there's been a couple of times where you've cut it really, really close. You know, nobody rescinded and, you know, nothing happened. The whole thing went through as planned, but it was much, much faster than you had planned. I forget which policy it was. And
I don't remember which policy, but we've had that happen several times.
Yeah.
That they died right away, and we were saying, we just barely got this close, and the man passed away early.
Yeah.
They weren't expecting it.
Hmm. Yeah. So I would have, I mean, I know there's all kinds of situations that can happen. It's not very often. So when you say you got like an 8-month policy, I guess that's kind of like one of the first things that goes through my mind is like, oh, wow. It's, you know, that is cutting it pretty close. So
it is cutting it a little close. The man has liver cancer, and, you know, they're telling him it's just not going to be very long. So we don't know if he'll hang in, if we'll get the policy or not. But we've got the bids out. We're waiting to hear back from him. And I questioned it because it was only 8 months. I said, are you sure the guy will go through with it? Because 8 months is not very long.
Yeah, it really isn't. What do you usually
do? No, it'll be upon him before you know it.
You shoot for what, 20, 30, 24, 30?
Yeah, I love 24, 28 months. Mm-hmm. That's just seems like it works really good on 24 and 28. And
yeah.
Sometimes I'll do 34, 36, depending on what one it is. If it's one I think that's not going to be that long, that I think that they're sicker than it's showing. Remember, if they've lost a lot of weight, and lots of times, when they have cancer, they're losing weight fast. If they've lost 20 pounds, 15 pounds, in the last year, you know it's not going well.
Mm.
That's the first thing we check. Then we check to see if they're obese, because that's a bad sign. When they're obese, they won't live very long, because the medicine just can't seem to get through to them, you know, when they're obese.
I know that you've got, you know, those things that you look at, but say time-wise, say you had something that is outside of your normal parameters. Is it one of those things, and it might be just a case-by-case basis, so this may not even, it may be a moot question, but are there cases where, you know, like you'll get a policy and it's outside of the time frame that you normally look at, where you like actually dig in and look at it, or do you say, no, it's outside the time frame and so we're out, when there might be some kind of a situation?
Yeah, if it's like 48 months, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not even going to talk about it.
Not even going
to. If the premium's too high, we're not going to talk about it.
All right. So there are some that you'll kick out without even...
Yeah, and as you know, every week there's some we kick out.
Yeah.
It just doesn't meet the criteria. It's too long, or they're too old. You know, if they're 80 years old, I don't even want to get near it.
Yeah. Yeah. You what, you got like 2-3 of those?
I've still got two, and Mr. Denton is 92 this year.
Oh, wow.
And he is still not dead, folks. I hate to say that. He has not passed away. If he outlives me, it's going to be I'll be awful mad.
He's going to outlive all of us.
That's what I'm afraid of. Oh, my gosh. He's in Aiken, North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait, is that the one that Flint went over to check
right
on?
That's right, he went to see him, yes. I mean, we thought maybe he was dead. We wanted to go check ourselves. That's the first time we've ever sent someone to check on somebody. Usually we just, you know, tough it out.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's cool. All right. So, I mean, if you had I know that you had a couple of different types of policies. Like you were looking at one at one point, and I think they had, was it Huntington's?
The Huntington's ones. We were trying to buy. We did not buy it. But we did everything but stand on our head to get it.
Mm. But, I mean, that was it was an exception.
That's the one that he didn't even have to die for us to get paid.
Yeah.
If you remember.
It was like three things.
That would have been a heck of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
All he had to do was meet two of the criteria, if you remember. He had to not be able to feed himself and a couple other things, and they'll pay off. They'll pay 90% without him ever dying.
Yeah.
So everybody was interested. Everybody wanted in on the policy. We never could get him on paper.
Hmm. Well, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it was kind of like I don't know. Was it a long shot, or was it, you know, because it's not something that you normally do.
No, it wasn't a long shot. It's, it would have been different than anything we've ever done. But we were very interested. The doctor's notes on it were great. I mean, everything was leaning our way except for the man. And, he went off to Europe or somewhere, and we never could get him on paper.
Oh, geez. That kind of sounds like, was it the Chan policy that he went off to Italy?
Chan did.
Yeah.
And remember, he had two big policies. We only got one. But that $4 million one, we wanted it really bad. And old Chen put us on hold, went to Italy, went somewhere else. And I was beginning to believe that he wasn't fixing to die.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he had a bucket list. But that's not true. When he finally signed up with us, he died less than a year.
Yeah, I seem to remember you followed him or chased him or trying to track him down for a long time because he was interested.
Absolutely.
We
couldn't even get him on the phone. Couldn't even find Mr. Chen.
Yeah.
When he finally came back, he agreed to go ahead with the policy. I didn't think he ever would at that point.
Yeah.
But he kept one and then gave us one.
Yeah, and then it matured quickly after.
It did. It matured very quickly, less than a year after we signed him up.
Yeah, that's
so he
quick.
Knew he was sicker than we did. We were looking at paper, and he was actually there.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're looking at these, you're looking at certain types of policies. Once in a while, you'll find, you know, some policies that are a little bit different. But for the most part, you stick with pretty much the same types of policies. So when it comes down to it, the core of what you're normally looking for, what kinds of things are you most attracted to for buying policies?
Well, you know, we like lung cancers. We like liver cancer and colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
If it was pancreatic cancer, we'd buy them every day. And we're bidding on another one of those, but we don't know if we'll get it. Pancreatic cancer is just so deadly that most of the time they don't even know they've got it. And then, you know, it's usually less than 2 years.
Mm.
Every one we've done, we've come out way ahead on. It's just we don't hardly ever get them.
It's one of those
that we bid everyone that shows up. If it's a pancreatic cancer, we're going to bid it hard.
Is that the one that most people, by the time they find out, it's almost too late?
It's really too late,
yeah.
Because you have a short time. The policies we bought, they always say 2 years. We've never had anybody with pancreatic cancer live over 12 months.
Mm.
It's that bad.
Yeah, that's quick.
It's a deadly, deadly cancer.
Hmm. And you also look at lifestyle. You know, if people are out playing golf or traveling.
They're not sick enough for us.
Yeah. Yeah, you look at those. So there's a number of things that you look at for policies as well. Not only just the type, but, you know, the time frame, the lifestyle. You look at all kinds of different things. As far as medical information goes, like we were kind of talking about before, you have a lot of advancements. You've got, doctors, scientists, new technology. So the LEs that you're looking at now are even more, they've always been great, but they're even more pinpointed.
They're more advanced,
yeah,
you might say.
More advanced, that's the word.
And one that we bought some time back, it was a brain cancer, and they had a new treatment they were trying for brain cancer. Some kind of a cap, a skull cap they put on your head that had all this electrodes and all this stuff in it.
Really?
That was supposed to help the brain cancer. But it's so new that I haven't heard of it working yet.
Wow.
I don't know that it will, but they're trying. So there's people are trying everything. You know, the clinical trials, and we've had several people that went into clinical trials and they kicked them out. Because if you're advanced to a certain point, there's no use being in a clinical trial.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're not going to get any good information off of your case.
Yeah.
And then, of course, sometimes we get 1,000 pages of medical,
well,
and we read all that to see what how many times he's been in the hospital, what the blood test shows, everything about the person. And that we like to read what the doctor says.
And that's 1,000 pages for one policy. That's not
that's
like,
right.
That's a lot of data.
You take it, if they've had it 2 years, 18 months, there's a lot of data in there. It'll show all when it first came, what they're treating them for, if they've had to change cancer treatment. Lots of times the first things don't even work at all. Sometimes it's not strong enough. Sometimes they can't take it. And just everything in the world. So you read all those things.
And
that helps make a decision.
Yeah. Just to be clear, when you have policies like that, investors don't need to read 1,000 pages.
No. We give them just the version that the LE company gives us. And then we go back and verify it. We have to go and read the medical and go back then to what they said.
Yeah. So you go through all the details and all the data line by line, but investors, you pretty much they all they want is just the cliff notes, basically, the highlights.
That's right. They want to know what's wrong with them, how soon we say they're going to die, what they say about the medication, what their chances are. That's what they're interested in. How long are they going to live, and when will they get paid?
I mean, it really is a very, very well-informed type of investment. I can't think of anything else that has this much information. But then on top of that, people also know how much they're going to make when the policy matures, which I don't think
That's
is
right.
in other options either. It's just this.
They know that in advance.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about the investment. We tell them what the face amount of the policy, what their profit is, what the escrow is, what the premium is, and we tell them if it goes over what it'll cost them. They know everything. There's no surprises along the way.
You've got a number of different types of investors. You have some that are fully invested and in, I'm just making some numbers up here, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, somewhere between 10, 15, 20 policies at any given time. And then you've got some that are have been in a few. You've got some that have kind of, you know, I don't want to say taken a break, but maybe they're on the sidelines a little bit thinking about, you know, getting back into policies and things like that. The ones that are fully invested in the most number of policies, they're the ones that have consistently over the years thrived the most. Is that a, is that accurate to say that?
It's absolutely accurate. In the last few years, the people that have made the most money are the ones that are consistent. They stay in day in and day out. When a policy matures, they reinvest. They add more money to it. Lots of times they have a 401k, then maybe they have a Roth. And so they may have a Roth with us, an IRA, and then a joint account. So people are paying attention.
Yeah. And those that maybe haven't, maybe they're kind of like, I don't know, dipping their toe in the pool or something like that, you know, in a few here and there, and then maybe take a break, and then in a few more here and there. The way that it's designed to work is to really to maximize the return on the investment. It's really designed over time. It's not where somebody should come in and say, hey, I'm going to get in a policy or two and then I'm going to retire next year. That's not how it's not like a get rich quick overnight kind of a thing. It's something, it's a long term strategy. And so
it's steady. Let's put it this
steady.
Way. Steady as you go.
Yes. Yeah.
Steady as you go.
It's a good way to put it. And so for people who are either, you know, on the sidelines or new investors who are thinking about, hey, I really need to do something other than the stock market that maybe is a little bit more consistent, what they should expect, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm probably going to butcher this, but what they should expect going in is that getting into a number of different policies over a few years will give you that like you said, that steady, I guess, profit, because what will happen, some policies will mature, turn around, reinvest it in other policies, and then other policies will mature, and then you do it again. It's almost like a leapfrog kind of a thing. And then what happens is over time, people will notice that their portfolio is growing, their nest egg is starting to grow. Obviously, some will come in early, some may come in late, some may come on time. It's the law of averages. And when you do that over a few years, it really does work out for you know, the ones that are the most heavily invested. Is that true? Did I say that right?
I would say that's exactly right.
Okay.
Because if you're steady as you go, you'll make money. If you get out, stay out 6 months or a year, you've lost the advantage of the interest.
Okay. And obviously, kind of like what you were saying before with timelines, with the life settlements, you're looking at, what did you say, 24, 28 months-ish? So you're not looking
That's my favorite, is the 28 month ones. I think it's just middle of the road.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. And we do a lot of 16 months. We do a lot of 12 months, you know. And those are really fast. But the others seems like if you say 28 months, they're not going to live that long, usually.
No. It's not
some of them do and some of them go over. So it's not a completely accurate, you know. It's we can't always tell about their bodies.
Right. Exactly. Although it is very well informed, it is all these decisions are driven by data. It's not just somebody flipping a coin or anything like that.
No, we don't just think it up. We get every bit of information we can because we want the best policies we can get for the client. You know, that's our job, is to get them the best policies, return the money as quick as possible, and give them a good profit. That's our job.
Yeah. It's not like the policies where, you know, you got the guy sitting out in the lawn and they're talking about, you know, the retirement and sitting on the cash and whatever it is. And those, you know, they just want to sell their policy that they can get in the RV and travel around the country. And that thing may not mature for 40 or 50 years. Those are not the kinds of policies that you're looking for. So you're looking for faster
returns. We don't
want
any REITs or anything like that.
Oh, Lord, no. You don't want that. You hadn't mentioned that in a long time.
I hadn't even thought about it until this morning, but we don't want any REITs, let me tell you. I've been reading a lot of those have floundered, went under. I don't even know what happens to the investors when those REITs don't pay off. But I've always said I would never have a REIT. And I always go back to that lady there. The husband died who was a doctor, and he knew nothing about the stock market. They put him in all those REITs.
Yeah.
And when she needed cash, she couldn't get it. There was no way. They told her it was a 25-year term, and there's no early withdrawals.
Oh. Wow.
So that can be a bad thing if you need money.
Wow.
25 years.
You sit and think, okay, well, you know, where was I 25 years ago? Yeah, that'll put 25
That's right.
years in perspective. Oh, wow.
It's a long time.
It is a long time. Golly. You know, and it's consistent, you know? It's not like you're waiting 25 years for a return. It's not like, you know, it's not like getting into the stock market where the bottom could fall out tomorrow. It's not like getting into real estate where, you know, as we know how that is.
Has fallen out.
Yeah. big time. You know, it's like with a life insurance policy, the when the policy matures, they pay out the full amount. There's never any discount. They never say, well, you know, because of market conditions or the price of beef, we're gonna discount this by 10%. That never happened. It doesn't happen. It's not even a thing. They pay the full amount.
Life insurance companies have the money, and they pay off like the slot machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now that we've got our streamlined, they're paying us much quicker. This new system, they're paying off a lot quicker than they were. We're not having to wait for the money.
Yeah.
It's just now it's working. I wish we'd had this company several years ago because they have streamlined our system. They've got it working. We're getting those claims in right away.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like what we were talking about before. With all the advancements, you know, as technology and things improve, you're keeping up with it, and that's another one of those areas. So it just keeps getting – it's always been a great, solid, conservative investment. It just seems like it's just getting better and better as time goes by.
It is getting better. We've learned a lot over the years. We're doing a better job. The policies now are going to come pretty close to what we say.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think people are just making tons and tons of money and it's consistent. And if the stock market, you know, if the bottom falls out of the stock market first thing Monday morning, anybody that's in a life settlement, they don't even have to blink an eye. They don't have to even be concerned. The investment holds its value.
That's exactly right. Okay. It holds its value. It's not going to go down. If we have a crisis, it's not going to go down. If the stock market goes down. If the real estate goes down, we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to have appraisals. We don't have to go to the bank and make a loan on it. I mean, it's just a regular good investment.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
And it's been consistent over all these years, no matter what conditions have happened, no matter what weird things have happened in the world. It's been consistent. I think you've seen just about every scenario that you possibly could, and life settlements have always held their own through every situation, which is another great aspect of it as well.
And the other thing is the life insurance companies have got billions and billions of dollars.
Mm.
We don't have to worry about them being able to pay. They've been in business 100 years, so we can trust them. And they have more money than anybody ever heard of. You know, when you've got 60 or 100 billion, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. That's a lot of assets and reserves to have on hand. They're not doing loans. They're not, you know, they never issue loans. So it's all right there. It's in a big pile in a building in an underground bunker someplace.
And we're lucky that they don't do loans, and they're not loaning out the money overnight. They're not doing these risky real estate loans. They're just sitting there with their cash on hand.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're ready to pay at all times, which is awesome. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
It's the Devil's River.
Ooh.
Now, have you ever heard of the Devil's River?
No, but it sounds interesting.
Well, it got its name from early settlers when they were here, you know, a century ago. It's 93 miles waterway. It's treacherous terrain. It's near the U.S. and Mexican border. And they say it was created by Lucifer. That's how bad it
Whoa.
Is. The river runs between Sonora and Del Rio. You've got scrub brush, sunburned sand, and it's in the Chihuahuan Desert, of course. It's fed by a series of springs, underground springs. It keeps the water cool even in the desert.
Interesting.
Never been dammed and never been impounded. Evidence of recent human activity is non-existent. It's so far away from everything. It's a very quiet existence for the animals and for people. But anybody that wants to do an adventure, this is what I'm thinking today. Mm. It's heavenly for adventure-seeking isolation, but it'd be dangerous if you're poorly prepared.
Yeah.
If you're an amateur, you better go to one of the outfitters and get yourself really outfitted, because you're going to regret it if you don't. So you want to be prepared. Most of the land surrounding the river is privately owned. But this 37,000-acre natural area has water access. It's got 12 miles of hiking trails. It's got 10 primitive camping sites. When they say primitive, they're primitive.
Really? So it's nobody's glamping.
No. And the bird blinds in the Del Norte, you can look at some of those diverse avian communities in the country. And the Dan A. Hughes unit was acquired by the state in 2010. And that gives you even more river access.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Well, you know, and Dolan Falls is the only natural waterfall in the state of Texas.
Really?
And yes, and Dolan cascades over a 12-foot limestone cliff.
Wow.
And the waterfall creates the churning rapids that makes it so thrilling to paddle 16 miles south of Baker's Crossing. You can access the falls downriver a mile south of the natural nature area also.
Neat.
And it's the neatest thing, but you better be in good shape to do this.
Yeah.
And the conservatory operates the 4,800 Dolan Falls Reserve. Now, after you've done all that all day, you've been in the rapids, you've went downriver, at night, they say, if you're not too tuckered out and you want to stay up late to watch the stars above the Devil's River, the sky is so dark here, it has earned a perfect score on the Bortle Dark Sky Scale.
Wow.
Meaning, it has little to no human-made light pollution. Stargazers can peer deep into the far reaches of the universe just with your naked eye.
Wow. I bet that's something that hardly any of us have ever seen in our lifetime.
Nobody has. Or you can bring a telescope, but it's amazing to look up and see more stars than space.
Wow. That's fascinating. That would be cool.
But you can paddle the river. You can do a multi-day kayaking journey downriver. But it says that you need to have the right gear. If you don't, it's going to be a miserable, miserable trip.
You better be ready for the elements, for sure.
That's right, because this is going to be a harrowing trip. Kayakers are going to experience remote rapids, native art, and even some lush vegetation along the way.
Really?
So then after you've done the stars, you've done the kayaking, you've done everything, they have a convenience store out there near the top of Rough Canyon. And you can get a bird's eye view of the Devil's River flowing into Lake Amistad. And they'll feed you. They have ribeye steaks on Friday night.
Ooh.
They have Monte Cristo sandwiches. Says they even have chicken and dumplings.
Really?
Now, this is out there in nowhere, nowhere land.
Wow.
But I thought it'd be a great trip for a couple of guys to take, or three or four guys. If you can brave the Devil's River, I think you can do almost anything if you're in good enough shape to do this.
Yeah, no doubt. It almost sounds like maybe not taking a step back in time, but maybe like undisturbed land or territory.
It's very undisturbed. It's pristine. As I said, there's nobody out there. If you want to just go with nature and a quiet, quiet environment, this is the place. It's pretty rough, but it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Boy, I can't imagine. I mean, the daytime adventure sounds cool, but then when you throw in, the peacefulness and the stars at night, it's just like, that's just something that, to have undisturbed human, because we all have our city lights and we all have our, whatever. And so we never really get a true picture of what it really looks like, without any kind of human interference. I bet that would be something that's absolutely fascinating and probably, put goosebumps all over your arms. I bet that would be awesome.
Well, I just can't imagine out there in the dadgum Chihuahuan Desert there that this river runs between Sonora and Del Rio. I just couldn't imagine where it's at.
I know it.
But they said it's fed by all these springs that keep it cool out there in the desert. It's never been dammed. There's very little activity out there. And it's dangerous if you're poorly prepared. If you don't have the right camping gear and the right things, you don't want to try this.
Yeah, this is not for amateurs.
It sounds to me like paddling the river in a kayak would be a great thing. I love it where those cliffs are and the waterfall's all natural down there.
Wow. I can't imagine the awe of nature that you can experience by just going to something like this.
And, Texas has got all these little pockets of interest like this Devil's River that most of us don't even know about.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard of one person going down there, going over the rapids, doing this trip in a kayak. I've never even heard anybody say they went and did it.
Yeah. I've never even heard of it before. This is fascinating to me. This is really cool.
I think it would really be cool. I'd like to see somebody go down there and give me their opinion as to how rough it really was. How hard was it to do it,
Yeah, and to have a river of this magnitude going through a desert, it kind of like defies nature and laws and common sense.
It's just mind-boggling because it's all got all these underground springs that keep it cool out there in the dadgum desert.
Yeah, wow. Man, that sounds like that would be a really great, like a good 3-4 day just getaway trip. It's quiet, it's remote, it's desolate. It's just, man, you talk about reconnecting with nature and the earth the way it actually is supposed to be. I bet that would be just a moving experience.
Awesome.
Well, and all these people are so busy all the time, running here, running there to meetings and all this and working hard. You could get away, just get on that river and paddle down through there.
Yeah. Wow. And then at night, just kind of like chill out. I can't imagine the sounds. I mean, the sight with, the stars and the black sky like that, but the sounds of what you would hear, truly, you wouldn't hear, a car go by. You wouldn't hear a cell phone going off.
Oh, no, there's not
going
to be any cars, I can guarantee.
Nothing. Wow. That would be cool.
You'll be camping out all by yourself.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds awesome. The Devil's River. I didn't even know it existed.
The Devil's River.
Wow.
And they said, Lucifer created it. That tells you it's a rough place. I mean, this river is tough. It's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah. If you have a tough time, you know, going to the water park, this is probably not for you.
That's right. If you can't do the river park, don't do this.
This ain't no water slide for the family, for sure.
No, and it's not a family vacation. Don't do that.
No.
I think this is a men's only deal.
Yeah, this is for you.
You got to be pretty tough to do this, to navigate it.
Yeah, you better know what you're doing. But still, wow, if you do, that would be awesome. That would be so cool. Wow. I'd even like to just, and then the fact that they've got the general, and they'll feed you, what is it, ribeyes and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. This little, and it's at the top of the cliffs, way up there. And you can just go out there and eat with them. And I wouldn't even thought they'd had all this. But they said they have steaks, all kinds of things.
Wow.
Monte Cristo sandwiches. You wouldn't think they'd have those, would you? And chicken and dumplings.
Not the combination I was expecting, but hey, I'll take it. I mean, who doesn't love a good Monte Cristo sandwich?
And from there, you can see the river flowing into Lake Amistad.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, you can see all that from this little place. From Hooker's, you can see the river flowing into Lake Amistad.
Gosh, that would be so cool. Just to visit land like that that's actually authentic and hasn't been disturbed and is just so, I mean, God, I just... Man, I love, you know, getting out
in
nature.
It's pristine out there because nobody's been there,
yeah,
hardly. Nobody's messed it up yet.
Yeah, there's no condos or anything down there.
No. You're not going to find all that.
No shopping malls.
No.
Wow. Definitely worth a trip if you can handle it. If it's the kind of, you know.
If you're in good enough physical shape, it would be a great trip. I'd love the rapids. Going down the river, I mean, it'd be a fun deal.
Yeah. Wow.
And if you've got the right equipment.
Yeah.
And like they said, you better go to an outfitter's before you go down there. Make sure, because they said it'd be a rough deal if you don't have the right clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But boy, if you do, oh gosh, I'd love to hear, you know, if somebody was to take that trip, I would love to hear how it goes. Just a firsthand experience. Oh man, that would be so cool. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Go to the website, everybody, and look it up. See what you think.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it just hit me that we got to talking about life settlements before. It didn't really touch much on annuities. You want to go through some of the big highlights of annuities?
The nice thing about annuities is it's all tax deferred till you take it out. How many investments do you have that's it doesn't even have to be an IRA. Everything in an annuity is tax deferred till you take it out. So your money is going to grow faster. It's also got compound interest, which makes a big difference in your portfolio. And annuities have been around for at least 100 years. And annuities have gotten better all the time. They've got the big bonuses right now, the 12% bonuses or more, depending which way you go. And every year that you put money in, you get that 12% bonus for 3 years. So you can make 12% a year without even investing anything great. You've got that coming if you're adding money to it every year. Annuities will pay you the rest of your life. You can take monthly interest out. You can take principal and interest out. You can do interest only, which is what most people do, for the next 20 years. It's a solid, solid investment. Everybody I know should have at least one annuity.
Is it fair to say that the annuity is, as far as like payouts and things like that, it's steady and consistent?
It's very steady.
Okay.
Annuity will make, it's average. The ones we have averaged 10%. And that's a good steady flow of interest.
Nice. Very cool. And then as opposed to life settlements, they it kind of varies a little bit because it kind of depends on when, you know, policies mature. But that's fine. You have a general idea of when they will when people will get paid and things like that. For risks, that's one of the things that I guess is one of the risks with the life settlement is that it could go over. So what are the two risks? I just gave away one.
when you're doing a life settlement, your biggest risk is that the premiums would have to be paid if it goes over. The premiums are low now. We've got that fixed. So it's not a big concern. But we have to tell you about it, that it could go over. You could have to pay premiums. The other risk is it's not liquid until it matures. So when it matures, then it's liquid. You can put it back in your account, or if you need to take some out, you can. Both of these have some really, really great strong points. Cool. And life settlement will make more. But remember, you must be accredited to do a life settlement. You've got to either make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your house.
Okay. Are there any such things for annuities, or is that really?
No.
Okay.
It's completely different on an annuity.
All right. Okay, so either way, whichever route people want to take, they can come in and get more information. If they want to do maybe a combination of both, you do have people that do life settlements and annuities, right? I assume.
That's right. A lot of people, as they get older, are switching some of their money over to annuities because of their age.
Okay. All right. So wherever people are in the landscape of their investment career or in life in general, you've got something that's conservative, which is what people are looking for, that will be appropriate for not only where they are in life, but for their goals as well. But they do need to come sit down and talk to you. You'll assess their situation, talk to them, find out where they are, what their goals are and all that, and map out the best route for them to take. So what is it's business as usual, right? I mean, we're no more holidays.
That's right. We don't have any holidays this week.
Nice.
So we'll be working every day, putting people in policies, checking on policies that people already have for them. Maybe they need a new life expectancy. We may be working on those.
Perfect. But people do need to call, make an appointment to come see you. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.